a lie on your back. And as you have become more familiar with checking into, what does it mean to check into yourself? It's sort of like you check into a flight. You actually really go into it. So checking in is different than checking. Yeah, you check into yourself. It's kind of making a real commitment of time. So somehow there's a floor behind you. Your pelvis lies on it. You lie on it, but you listen to the various parts. So which side presses more or lies more fully, the left or the right? Of the pelvis, the back of the buttocks. And in the shoulder region, is there one shoulder that feels more clearly coming back to the floor? And it can be the shoulder blade, it can be the whole region, kind of the upper right and upper left parts of the trunk. And maybe even one side of your back between the shoulder and the same side pelvis lies more clearly than the other. Makes more contact. Leaves less space between you and the floor in the waist and in the lower ribs. And do you, if there's a difference between the left and right, is it the same in the shoulders and in the pelvis? In other words, if one side of your pelvis is more contactful, is it the same shoulder or is it the opposite one? Could be either way. Your legs lie on the floor from the buttocks down through the back of the leg, the back of the calf, the heel. And whether you look for or even find differences left and right, just consciously listening to the sensations, consciously tracking the sensations, does something, checks you in to a very particular bodily experience of the moment. That's what sensation does. It's of the moment. We can have thoughts about that sensation. We can link it to the past, to hopes for the future. But the sensation itself actually is really a very direct doorway into the present moment. So from each shoulder, its arm lies, the elbows, the hands, and your head may feel a little bit rolled to one side or the other already, and actually launch it into movement. So roll your head left and right. See if it goes more easily one way or the other, more downhill or more uphill. Or maybe it's actually a difference in speed. Maybe in one direction it rolls quickly, or you roll it quickly, and in the other you roll it more slowly. Or perhaps when you go to the side, you roll more quickly and coming back more slowly, or and let your head find a restful middle. Bend your knees with your feet standing. And cross your right leg over your left. You can put something underneath the standing foot so that it doesn't slip. If it's comfortable, you can really cross the knee over, and if not, just find what is. And begin to tilt your legs very slowly to the right, as if the weight of the as if the weight of the right leg takes you, takes the left leg. And not, it doesn't have to be a lot, just a little bit, because you still have to come back. It's a lot of weight. This tower of knees. And even at the very, very beginning, when you begin to tilt the knees, do you breathe out? Do you breathe in? Do you follow the changing of the rolling on your pelvis? So the right side gets more contactful, the left side leaves, and the chest, how much do you feel in the chest above the waist, in the back of it, the sides, the front, through the shoulders? And is your head staying in the middle? Is it rolling? Is it being pulled in any way? Does one shoulder get lighter on the floor as the knees go to the right? It happens differently between the right shoulder and the left shoulder. And come back to the middle. Uncross your legs and lengthen them out. It may be that there are some differences already in how you lie. And in the lengths within you, perhaps from the right shoulder to the right hip, or from the left shoulder to the left hip. And cross, bend your knees again, this time cross the left over the right, and slowly let the weight of the left leg and the weight of eventually the right leg take you to the left and back. And perhaps you immediately feel some differences. We are very often asymmetrical in our abilities in one direction or another, in the mirror images. But you, pelvis rolls to the left, and which ribs on the right leave the floor? And is there any effect on the right shoulder? Does the right shoulder get pulled, get lighter on the floor, or even lift? If it's uncomfortable on either hip joint, then don't cross your leg quite so much. You can always cross it less so that somewhere on the calf is resting on the knee. And you may find that as the chest gets softer and the spine finds how to lengthen more and the shoulder girdle gets freer from the chest, that there gets to be less and less strain on the right hip. So that when parts that at first are not so fluent become more fluent, then the work gets distributed and there's less stress on any one part. Uncross your legs, stretch out your legs. You may find differences, in contact or in the length from shoulder to hip, the left and on the right. Bend just your right leg So that your right foot is standing and the left leg stays long. And the right foot is flat on the floor. Bring your arms to the ceiling forward and the palms touching. So the arms are more or less shoulder height and shoulder width. At the shoulders, of course. It's a silly statement I just made. And the hands are together. And begin to slowly take your arms to the left and to the center again. And if you'd like, you can push a little bit with the right leg. So that the leg helps the pelvis roll, and then the arms take the chest even further with the right shoulder lifting, the left one going back to the floor. And then stay rolled a bit to the left. And just breathe in, obviously, breathe out. And imagine that the whole right side, as if you're breathing especially into the right side. The ribs on the right side expand sideways, they expand upward. Up into the armpit. Great. And then come to the floor again, back to the floor. And roll once or twice again to the left. And see if that's any easier to. You need the pushing of the leg less, and if you can roll the chest a bit more softly, or the left arm comes closer to the floor. And leave all that and come back to lying with the two legs long and the arms down. And bend your right leg again. So just the right foot is standing. Put your arms in the same position. And again, take your arms to the left. You can press a little bit the floor so that you get some help from below. However, every time now, when you roll the chest and take the arms to the left, you take your head to the right. So the movement, you may find, becomes much smaller, right? Much smaller. And if you really listen, that the left elbow doesn't bend, but that both arms stay straight, movement may become even smaller. So the amount doesn't matter, but that coordinating the chest, the shoulders going to the left, and the head going to the right, and the right knee staying to the ceiling. That's it. And it takes a while to check that you're not straining with your belly, that you're still breathing, and doing what's comfortable. There's no strain in the neck. The left elbow doesn't bend. But the right arm, maybe the right arm needs to reach even further. That's it. And as the right arm reaches, the right shoulder reaches, the chest turns more,
the shoulders turn more, and then the left elbow doesn't have to bend because it's the right arm and the chest are doing more. That's it. Yeah. Now it's making sense, right? In the beginning, we try to make sense, but it takes time for it to actually make sense by itself and to understand some of the keys, like the shoulder coming forward. Good. And the next few times, as you take your arms and shoulders to the left, let your head roll to the left with you as well. So the arms, the chest, the head and the arms move together. And notice whether now perhaps you're rolling further onto the left shoulder, while the right knee can still stay pointing to the ceiling. And that perhaps you actually need to push less and less, if at all, with the right leg. So that the upper parts of you are beginning to act independently. And leave it all, lengthen your arms and legs, and just rest. Bend both knees. Cross your left knee over your right. And a number of times take your knees to the left and return. With the question of, is this different than it was before? Does the right shoulder, does the chest turn more easily in the right shoulder? Does it come with? Does it leave the floor so much? Does it stay back to the floor? Is it lighter to come back? Is your breath finding a relationship to the movement? But maybe you will actually go less, which allows your breath to stay more free, allows the belly and the chest to stay soft when you go to the left and also when you return. Gives you time to listen to the spine between the shoulder blades. Check if your head is free, if the tongue inside your mouth is soft. And to begin to notice that it's not just that the knees go to the left, but that there's some way in which the right knee gets pulled a little bit downward. And as you turn, as you roll to the left, there's a downward pulling through the knee. Uncross your legs and briefly cross the right over the left and the right knee over the left. Cross the right knee over the left. Tilt to the right a few times. Just enough to compare whether one direction of tilting has improved or has become easier than the other. Yeah, so the most simple question is one side easier than the other? And uncross your legs, stretch them out. And roll your head
left and right. See if it has been affected. In one direction or in some other way. And let it find a resting place. And please bend your left leg, place the foot in a way on the floor that it can be used to push a bit. Bring your arms forward with the palms of the hands touching, and without pushing, see how can you take the arms to the right, roll the chest, come to your back. And with every movement, there's some beginning, some part that begins, some thought that begins, some picture of what needs to happen. And you can add the pushing of the left foot, but leaving the left knee to the ceiling in a way that lets the chest move more softly. So you push just enough that at a certain point it becomes lighter and easier for the whole left arm to reach through space. Even though it stays connected to the right hand, the left shoulder comes away. Even though you're rolling on to the right, and maybe already it's different in this direction. Easier to roll over the right side, or easier to roll further. But easier is the thing. And can you keep some attention broadly spread? So it's the foot, the left knee, the left hip joint. Rolling onto the right side, the left shoulder, the tip of that triangle of arms. And the head, of course. And begin to take your head to roll to the left. Begin to roll your head to the left while arms go to the right, chest rolls to the right. Within the same quality of ease, even if in the first few movements, when you're reorienting the picture of the movement, when you're reorienting the image, it may be that you fall into the typical habit of overworking, but how quickly can you adapt the movement to the quality? And then let your head join the arms and the chest and the shoulders so that you again roll with the whole upper parts of yourself to the left. And notice if a
somewhere softness, more softness has come in. More ease, more fluidity, more length. And stay on the right side and breathe into the whole left. From where? From the hip joint, the front of the left groin, the whole left side of the waist, the ribs wide on the side. And can the ribs expand? Can the chest expand sideways and the arms, they more or less stay where they are? The right shoulder soft. And that whole left side, if the lung could expand, the left lobes, the lobes of the left lung expand sideways and backward and forward. And come to your back again, the hands to the ceiling, and once or twice roll again to the right. See if the chest, shoulders have become lighter or softer or longer anywhere. Good. And then bring the arms down, lengthen your legs, and rest. How is your breathing? Where is your breathing? Is it broader and more in the chest, more in the belly, more in the back, more everywhere? Bend your knees. Cross the right over the left. And tilt your knees to the right. What happens to the left shoulder now? Does it come away as much from the floor as it did before? Less? Do you feel how the left knee, as it rolls, as it tilts to the right, also lengthens somewhat? There's a certain point at which the weight of the right leg, you might feel it lengthens it, and then that begins to pull, invite the spine downward. And next time that your knees are to the ceiling, uncross your legs, cross the left one over the right, and tilt a few times to the left.
Are the two directions becoming more similar? Which maybe is even less interesting or less important than whether in each direction, such as it is, the distance that you travel, you feel how the chest becomes softer, the shoulders can be more independent, more free from the chest, the head can either roll to the right or roll to the left or be pulled downward, and you can begin to listen to the extent that the spine can get pulled by the weight of the legs a little bit away from the head. Good. And uncross your legs. Stretch out your legs. As you rest and listen to yourself, you find that changes keep happening, or that the internal landscape keeps adjusting. The terrain, so that some more places can drop back to the floor, or you become aware that some parts of the chest or belly or back either have been or begin to move with the breath, or the internal space of your mouth, you all of a sudden notice something about the tongue that you can let it soften or drop back, or that it does it by itself and then you notice it, or the eyes drop back somehow, or certain dimensions become interesting, like a length in breathing, as if the breath doesn't just go forward and back, but or sideways, but up and down simultaneously as it begins somewhere inside of you. Where does the movement of breath seem to begin? Something about the air coming into the nostrils, but within, once the air is inside your trunk, where does it seem to spread? From where does it seem to spread? Disturbing yourself with as little as possible, bend your knees again. Cross your right leg over your left. And tilt your legs to the right and bring them back up. And inquire whether this is getting coordinated with your breath. What happens? Is it finding its... Is the breath finding its own place, or are you still perhaps waiting for some hints about what to try? Yeah, what do we do while we're waiting for the internal intelligence to know what to do?
Do you exhale as you go, tilt to the right and inhale as you come back? Do you not care which it is? Do you inhale when you go to the right and then exhale when you come back to the middle? Maybe it takes more than a few seconds to organize that, to explore it. But in the meanwhile, tilt your legs to the right and stay there wherever is comfortable to stay. And at this point, lift your left shoulder even more, a little bit more from the floor, and then let it sink back. So just a little bit, just a little bit. Just a little bit. And when the shoulder sinks back, when the shoulder comes forward, do the knees go further down? And when the shoulder sinks back, do the knees stay where they've been, or do they? Just a few times. And your arm might roll, right? Your whole arm might roll. That's it. That's hard. Okay, good. Come back to the middle. Stretch out your legs and rest. Bend your knees, cross the left over the right. A number of times, tilt your legs to the left and come back. What is the moment? What is the moment when the right shoulder lifts from the floor? When it begins to go forward. Maybe it's not touching the floor, but when it begins to come forward. So as you tilt your legs to the left, tilt them only as far, only to the place where the right shoulder clearly comes forward. Just when, that's it. And stay there with the legs. And then bring the right shoulder even further forward, even further forward, and then let it drop back. That's it. And do that a few times. The whole arm can roll. That's it. And then every time the shoulder comes forward, roll your head a little bit to the right as if you wanted to look over the shoulder. Yeah. That's it. Good. And notice whether what effect this has on the knees. When the shoulder comes forward, do the knees come further away from the floor, or do they go more towards the floor? Or stay where they are? But every time you bring the shoulder forward, you look over that shoulder. You look over that shoulder. As you roll your head a bit more to the right. Ooh, so much to keep track of. God, there's so much to keep track of. And to stay comfortable. Okay. Come back to the, with your back to the floor, stretch out your arms and legs, and rest. Bend your right leg, only the right leg. Put the arms forward, the palms touching, and see how it is now to roll yourself to the left with the knees staying to the ceiling, the arms going to the left.
And when the next time your arms are to the ceiling, change legs and roll yourself to the right. Stretch out on the floor. And one last time, bend your knees, cross the left over the right, or the right over the left, as you'd like. And tilt your legs in the direction of the upper leg. Only two. Find out whether it's either smoother and easier, or it's not smoother and easier, but you have a greater sense of how to listen to yourself. It's not always that movement becomes easier, but we become more oriented to what we don't yet know, which means that we find out where we have to listen. I have to listen here, I have to listen here. I can listen to more of myself at the same time so that I can find my way within a situation that's not all clear to me. That's nice. And uncross your legs. Pause a moment with the knees bent. Breath begins to find an easier state, perhaps, when it's not challenged by movement and concern about the movement. Cross your other leg, and of course, tilt in this direction. How much does the rolling of your head have to do with the ease with which your pelvis and hip joints roll? So when something becomes
thicker or less comfortable through the hips or through the lower back? Is there a way that you can soften through the neck, through the mouth, through the eyes, so that your head can counterbalance if it's rolling opposite? The nose is going opposite to the knees. Or it can be, that's enough then. Or don't cross so much. Don't cross so much. Have it be almost at the ankle. Or push a little bit with the standing foot. Or soften the ribs. Where in the ribs? Where in the ribs? The head, the ribs. Wherever you're going to, go a few inches less. Go a few inches less. Go a lot of inches less. Right, just to there. That's it. And back. Just to there. Just to there. That's all that's allowed. Just to there and return. Just to here and return. That's it. That's it. Not allowed. Not allowed to go any further. That's it. Just to here. Yeah, voila. And return. Good. That's it. In other words, nowhere. Go nowhere. Go nowhere and return. Stretch out your legs. Oh, God. Sometimes I feel so good at those edges. I want to go there. I want to find out there. Roll your head side to side. And slowly roll to your side. Bring yourself to stand. You might be surprised how a process that hasn't been entirely satisfactory or satisfying according to some inner criteria that we have, right, might still give lots of wonderful results, benefits. Or at least some wonderful results and benefits. Feel free to walk at any time.